Just tell us, so what time are you getting up now?
So I get up at 4:30 every day. So 4:45 I go out. I walk for 2.5-3 Ks every morning. As I mentioned, my wife's a teacher, so she leaves early. So by the time I'm back, we sort of cross over, then get the lunches ready, I get the school bags ready, I get the kids up, and I'm in the car by 6:30. I'm by no means a superstar. There's hundreds of parents around, you know, around Dubai that are doing
well done, Sam.
Happy Families, coming soon, exclusively on 102 Pearl FM.
The number one fun station in the UAE.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. Keep it at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. I'm Lisa and I'm going to be with you for the next hour on Happy Families. Keep in contact throughout the show today. Share your views, your ideas and thoughts via Instagram at Pearl FM. Now, today I'm joined by two Dubai dads. In fact, during the break, they told me they're going to have a hashtag called Dad's Talk, because we're going to discuss dad's health, dad's issues today. Because as parents, we often neglect ourselves as we focus so fully on the children. And it could be said that dads are often the backbone in any family. So men's mental health could be said to be on the rise, and perhaps there's often lots of health challenges. So today we're going to discuss here in the studio, what are the parenting challenges that perhaps are unique to dads here in Dubai? And they're going to give you some tips for you at home. So join us after a short break. Keep it at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
When we have dinner, we sit down, everything's sort of in the middle of the table, and we make an effort to make conversation, talk about our day. We don't have our phones or, you know, iPads or anything at the table, you know. It's a really nice time, you know, to come together and share your experiences of the day, and I'm going to instill that when I have children, because I think it's really important, and it really brought us together as a family.
Happy Families, coming soon, exclusively on 102 Pearl FM.
The number one fun station in the UAE.
Hi, welcome back everybody. Welcome to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. It's good to have you on board. Keep it at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. I'm Lisa and I'm going to be with you for the next hour. But I'm also joined by two fabulous dads here in the studio today. And we're going to be talking about some of the challenges that perhaps we're not really, you know, aware of for dads. Some of the challenges that might really just be relevant for dads here in the UAE. So I'd like to introduce two dads to you today. We've got Sam and Gary. Hello, Sam and Gary.
Hello, Principal Lisa.
Hi, Principal Lisa.
No, I won't be giving out any stickers after the show today. Now, look, what challenges, guys, do you think are unique to dads here? Over to you, Sam.
Well, firstly, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Long-time listener, first-time speaker. it's an interesting one. Dubai is a place of such mixed cultures that raising a young family here is a wonderful experience. I've got two young girls. There are incredibly good things here, the education sector, as well as the lifestyle that we live as a family, the outdoor space during the winter, not so much in the summer. But the kids leave a rich, full life here. But with the good things do come the challenges. You don't have the same support network here that you have in the UK. There's no grandparents around all the time, especially for expat families, I would say. And so working on childcare, how do you do that if you're both working parents is a tough one. I think we work very long hours here. I mean, I, for example, start my day at about 4:30. We can get onto why that is later on.
Yeah.
But I do the school run. My wife picks them up, but then I get home just in time to see them before bed. So it's trying to find a balance, I think, is the biggest challenge of how you manage spending time with the family, as well as the commitments you have to make to maintain a life here.
Now, you know, I'm in a privileged position here this morning in that, you know, I know you very well, Sam, as a dad. as your children. Well, Sophie came to our nursery and now she's gone on to school, but you know, we have little Annie with us in the nursery, and I know your amazing wife Juliet. So one of the reasons that I've asked you to come on our show today is because for me you really are a family that are getting it right. And so we're also joined by Gary, who's a dad to older children, and by older I mean children in their 20s. But just as a word of warning to any other dads out there who think that when the children grow up your job ends, I think you're here today, Gary, to testify that it never ends.
Well, you know, I got some bad news today really to share. It doesn't end, ever. But going back to what Sam was saying earlier about bringing up a young family here and some of the challenges with, like, as an expat, with family and grandparents and stuff, I don't have those challenges now because obviously our kids are older. They're in their sort of early 20s, mid-20s. But what I would say, what is great about having or bringing up your kids in Dubai at that age is the safety aspect. You know, I spent many a Friday night or a Saturday night awake waiting for autumn or the boys to get home from a night out with their friends, because we lived in parts of the world that just, you know, are not as safe as Dubai. That is something I don't have to worry about at all on any level, living in Dubai with the kids our age. Yeah. You know, it's a bit of a challenge though, like at 2 o'clock this morning when our daughter came home singing Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
No, she didn't.
She did.
No, let's be very... Now, come on now, listeners. But I don't think I warned you that Gary is actually my husband, but he's been such a great dad that I wanted him on the show as well with Sam. And we have a daughter of 24 in Dubai, but she didn't come home singing that. Now, Sam, what would you add to that, you know, about the safety of Dubai? You know, do you feel that? Is that important to you and your family?
100%. I think the one thing that I've always said, my wife's a teacher, and the one thing that I've always said about living here is that children get the opportunity to stay children as long as they can. You know, their innocence is maintained, shall we say. A prime example, and one of my favourite things that's ever happened, is both girls were running around pointing at each other and saying, "Pyow!" And we said, what are you doing? And they said, "Well, I'm shooting with my Pyow machine," because they had no concept of the word gun. I mean, I know it's a tiny little thing, but if you think in the UK, they're exposed to all of these things at a very, very young age.
Well, you know, and as an educator, one of the big things that's a comfort to me is knowing that the children in my nursery school, that, you know, we're all safe. And I know that in other parts of the world, I follow a principal's blog actually in America, and even in their nurseries they're having to go to those awful lockdowns. Now our children are running around in our huge garden having the most wonderful life, and I think when you look at, you know, the family areas of Dubai, and you live in Arabian ranches, you know, it's a really special place to bring children up, isn't it?
It really is. And I think you know, we've sent the girls to Kangaroo Kids for since they could go, I mean since Sophie was 6 months old, and never once have I worried, once I drop them off, whether or not they're safe, whether or not they're being cared for, whether or not they're going to come home. And I know that, unfortunately, that's not always the same that can be said for parents around the world, and it's a real shame. But even where we live in the ranches, you know, our maid is at home, and during the day when she has the girls, she takes them to the park across the road, or she goes for a walk around the lake nearby. And there is never a second thought in my mind that they won't be coming home and they won't be safe. I think that's the culture we live in. Dubai is a wonderfully safe place, as you said.
But so, I mean, that's a real kind of bonus, and that's getting outside, you know, because we've got so many things that we can do. I mean, we recently met you down at Kite Beach to go on a walk, and you were out there with a super buggy with the children in it, keeping fit and outside. But look, we're going to go to a short break now, but when we come back, I'd really like us to dig a little bit deeper in the kind of challenges that you guys face as dads, just in general, and perhaps here in the UAE, and perhaps touch on kind of health issues for dads. So, you know, stay tuned to 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. I'm Principal Lisa, and we'll be back shortly with more from Happy Families.
Why do you think that that was important? Because we never had the TV on whilst we were eating, which would kind of be the equivalent to an iPad now.
Well, it's because you didn't let us. That's
when you were out, we did, didn't we, Dad?
What? You know?
Yes, when Principal Lisa was out, we would take advantage of that and definitely have TV cakes, TV ice cream, TV popcorn, TV dinners.
Oh, no.
Yes, unfortunately, the truth has come out.
Happy Families, coming soon, exclusively on 102 Pearl FM.
The number one fun station in the UAE.
Okay, so welcome back. You're listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. And I'm joined in the show by some fellow dads here. We've got Sam and Gary, two British expat dads. But I'm quite excited to also say that Hussein, who is the programme manager at 102 Pearl FM, has just popped in as well. And he's a dad. He's got children a similar age to Sam. Sam's got Annie, who's two. Sophie, who's four, and who's saying, how old are your children?
Hi, Lisa, first of all, and
welcome.
Thank you so much. It's really like lovely to be here and with dads for the first time. My daughter, Haya, she completed 2 years last week, and my son, Atik, or we call it Atij, in our like local culture here, and he's almost 11 years old.
Okay, so you've got a wider range. And then we're also joined by Gary, who has children that are in their 20s. And so whilst you guys there are at the beginning of your journey, he's at the end. And one of the things that Gary was saying was it never ends as a father. So you've got to encourage people more, really.
It's true. No, I think when you understand that and take it in and just accept it when they are young, it just makes life a lot easier for you. Because if you sat back now thinking, oh, when they're 18, they'll be gone, and then we can go on holiday with my wife and we can go on dates and we can live. It's not true.
Never ends.
No, it's not true.
And actually, we moved to Dubai almost 3 years ago.
We changed our name. My real name is Stefan Jones, and we changed our passports. I grew a beard.
Tried to hide from the children.
I'm naturally blonde, just so we could move to Dubai and just leave them there. But unfortunately, they found us.
No, we didn't really change our name. But it's a joke, because actually we were quite excited that finally it was going to be our time.
6 weeks.
All the children were at university, and so we got to Dubai. We had our like apartment in the marina. We were living the dream. 6 weeks later, the first child arrived to live with us. They were like, hey, that looks great where you're living. We'll come too.
Oh yeah, it was depressing.
I don't know if it was depressing, but now look, you know, I really want to touch on health for dads, you know, because actual fact, I was reading about that dad's mental health is really beginning to be talked about. In fact, there's a UK website that's been set up by the government called Dads Matter, talking about how that sometimes dads are a little forgotten in a family because it's really hard work. You know, what kind of challenges do you think that dads feel? What's it like out there as a dad?
I'll start this one off and I can let the guys then talk, just because I'm at the other end of the spectrum from you guys. I'm older, my kids are much older, and we've, you know, than your families. But one thing I would say, if I could go back to my younger self, apart from saying to him, don't do it, the second thing I would say would be, you've really got to make time for yourself. Really, truly. You know, I've had some negative news recently with regards to my health. I know Sam is at the moment doing a keto diet to lose weight and be healthy and feel good and so on. But I would say, if I could just go back in time, I would make sure that I told my younger self, you've got to make time for yourself. Because as the man and as the dad, no one really is that, I won't say concerned, but you're an afterthought with regards to your own health, your own mental state, and the hours that you're working. Because you're the man, you're the spear of the family, and you're the backbone,
the provider.
So that would be, you know, one piece of advice, because it's challenging, because we work long hours, we work really hard, and we're also needing to make sure that we're all dads of the year, husbands of the year. So that would be a piece of advice I'd give to you guys. You know, make time for yourself, which I know Sam's starting to do now. And maybe you can talk about...
Because, I mean, you've got quite an interesting routine, and we were chatting about some, you know, that in January you wanted to make some health changes. But, you work really hard. You know, we see you dropping off your children in the nursery, you know, sometimes even before seven, you know. We need to talk about that. But, no, but, you know, it's a busy life for you. So, Sam, how are you managing to get some kind of healthy routines into your family life?
I think... Gary hit the nail on the head then when he said that it's important for men, to be fair, any parent, to make time for themselves. You know, having children is all-encompassing. And it is over here when we talked about the support network, you don't have that. And I've noticed over the last 6 months that, you know, I'm a big guy. I put on weight that I'm not happy with. I moved jobs a couple of years ago, and I work in a stressful environment. And that sort of crept up on me. And so starting in January, we switched, you know, my wife and I decided to start a diet. We're doing the keto diet. I mean, I'm sure there's a million and one diets out there that we're not sponsored by keto. I found it very successful. You know, I've lost a stone and a half, nearly 10 kgs in a month. Thank you. But I've also twinned that with exercise, because as any parent will know, it's incredibly difficult to fit time in for yourself for exercise, especially those that work full time. I do the school run, I then go to work, I then get home just in time for bedtime. And I was inspired by a ludicrous a daily routine that was posted by Mark Wahlberg a few months ago. I don't know if anybody else has read that, but I mean, he gets up at 2:30 in the morning.
Okay,
2:30 in the morning to do his exercise. He works out twice a day, he plays golf, he does his whole routine. I mean, I think that's a bit over the top, but as a movie star, when you're being paid millions, he goes to bed about 9 o'clock, I think, every day.
Okay,
so he does get it in, but I think it's that's a bit of a stretch. But for me, it was trying to identify when I could fit exercise in, you know, because when I get home, I want to spend time with the children, I want to spend time with my wife. And often after a hard day, you don't really want to then go out again in the evening after you've got home. I don't live close to a gym. I'm not a member anywhere. And so being living in a safe place like the ranches, it's a beautiful place to walk.
So you're getting up. So just tell us. So what time are you getting up now, and what time are you out walking at the ranches?
So I get up at 4:30 every day.
Okay.
And so 4:45 I go out. I walk for 2.5-3 km every morning by the time I get back. As I mentioned, my wife's a teacher, so she leaves early. So by the time I'm back, we sort of cross over. But then I then get the lunches ready, I get the school bags ready, I get the kids up, and I'm in the car by 6:30.
Well done, Sam. Yeah, no, well, I mean...
I'm by no means a superstar. There's hundreds of parents around Dubai that are doing far more than I am, I'm sure.
No, but, you know, well done. And you know, as I said earlier, you know, I saw you out, you know, at Kite Beach with Sophie in the buggy, one of those sort of three-wheeler sporty buggy, you know, and you were getting active, you know, getting active with your children. So, Hussein, how do you manage to keep yourself fit and active? Because you've got a busy life as well.
Honestly, I'm just like impressed by Sam. Good for you, man. The like being in radio, let's just like say something. Like before, like I joined the radio station, or like I had this like conversation with one of my old friends. He's a media guy for more than like 30-40 years, and he was advising one of like our friends, she's younger, like, you know, don't get married to three type of people: a fireman, a policeman, and a media person.
I put in don't marry a teacher.
You know, it is just because of the point, like being in the media life is so busy, especially like being in the radio station 24/7, that keeps your life more busier. I mean, sometimes 12 midnight, your phone is ringing, there's an issue that you need to run to the studio and fix it, because still it's working, it's on, like it's live, there is nothing stopping. So getting to this point, it's really difficult to find the time that you need to spend with your kids. And especially like at the age where they are like growing to be somehow, they need more like time from the father. My kids, they are most of the time with my wife. My wife, she's a housekeeper. She doesn't work. She's a full-time housekeeper, like with my kids, teaching them, keeping them like healthy as much as you can, and provide everything to them. For me, So it is more like it's getting like difficult because right now I'm somehow I need to provide some two responsibilities to my wife and to my kids. So between having time for this and time for the other one, it's really difficult. But you know, when the life is going, you need to somehow like try different experiences or like try different tools, you know, between getting holidays in a different time, to, traveling somehow maybe twice a year, like with kids, if you can manage that, because somehow it's really difficult. Expenses in UAE is somehow it's not as easy as people think about it. Also like with the schools, you know, my son, he's 11 years old and he has so much hobbies around his hands. He loves to draw, he loves like horse riding, and between this and that, who is going to take him? I should be there. So also being busy working and getting everything, because I still have my goals and targets. But one of the most interesting things I've heard from Sam and from Gary, he was advising, find a time for yourself. If you cannot do it right now, like when, after like 20 years more, it's too late, honestly. And when this thought came to me, honestly, like 1 year back, by April, like this year, I'm going to be feeling like going to my 33 years old. That's right, I'm still young.
33, come on, that's really old.
I still consider myself young because my father in his Facebook, he's 22 years old. Yes. So the account. Yeah. So we love to pretend that we are young, and we need to do that, because the minute you have this like element at your life, you still give yourself an opportunity. You can do more. You can be active more. You can do whatever you want. There is no like a certain age you should be wait till to do that, like something that you like or you want to do. So again, I'm just with Gary. Whatever you have a chance, just do it. I mean, find the time for yourself as a dad, because the responsibilities will not finish at any age. It will be like this forever until...
Yes, that's right. And, you know, I'd quite like to just bring it back to Gary, because I want to explore, because Gary, you've given some good advice, you know, to our younger dads here on this in the studio today, but to also to our dads at home about finding time for yourself. But can we just touch on why perhaps you didn't find time for yourself? Is it because as a dad, you know, you perhaps walk home at the end of the day? I mean, I don't want to sound stereotypical here, but there's a wife that needs support and help, there's children that you want to spend time with, and you've had a long day at work. Why did you find it so difficult to find time for yourself when our children were younger?
Well, I mean, we had an additional challenge that I worked away a lot, and to then cram in being a father and a dad and being really good at it in a 3-day window, because the other, you know, 4 or 5 days, if it was 2 days, I was working away. I was in London, I was in Manchester, you know, the wife and children were in Cornwall. So it was really important to make sure that we were connected on the phone. So maybe the hour that I would have got to myself in a hotel room before I went out with clients for dinner, that hour was spent on the phone talking to the kids, talking to them about their day, scolding the kids if it was they were playing up for Lisa. So even that short window of time of walking into the hotel from a day's work, walking around London, to going out with clients in the evening, that 1 hour was still taken up with family time, even though I was 300 or 400 miles away. But also, I think it was a challenge for us before, from an aspect, well, as a dad, because, you know, having 3 kids, you know, with really 3 different personalities, and it was almost like they were in tune with each other with regards to who was going to be the good one this week.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, and who was going to be the bad one this week? And whilst it was never a sign agreement from them, it seemed that way, that as soon as you thought 2 of them were sorted and everything was hunky-dory, the 3rd would play up and you had to start the process all over again. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I can't stress enough. That's why, and finding time for yourself as a dad isn't about, whilst it's great that Sam's getting up at 4:30 in the morning for his exercise, it isn't just about exercise and keeping fit. And, you know, mental health is a massive rainbow of different issues thrown into it. You know, just, you know, it sounds a bit stereotypical, but even just male camaraderie time, you know, going, what I admire a lot with Emirati men in the UAE is, you know, whenever you're at City Walk or Box Park, or you'll always see groups of Emirati men sat together, just having a chat, drinking coffee for hours. You can do that for hours. Sometimes I think I walk past the next day and they're still there. and I think that's one of the things as expats we miss out on. I mean, is that male camaraderie, talking to other men about our issues. Yeah.
But listen, I can't tell you how absolutely thrilled I am to have you guys with me in the studio today. We're just going to take a short break and we're going to come back. And I think we'll talk a bit more about, you know, that emotional well-being for dads here in Dubai. So stay with us. Keep listening to 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. We'll be right back. Just tell us, so what time are you getting up now?
So I get up at 4:30 every day. So 4:45 I go out. I walk for 2.5-3 km every morning. As I mentioned, my wife's a teacher, so she leaves early. So by the time I'm back, we sort of cross over, then get the lunches ready, I get the school bags ready, I get the kids up, and I'm in the car by 6:30. I'm by no means a superstar. There's hundreds of parents around Dubai that are doing
well done, Sam.
Happy Families, coming soon, exclusively on 102 Pearl FM.
The number one fun station in the UAE.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. Keep it at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. And I'm joined in the studio by three legendary dads. We've got Hussein, we've got Sam, we've got Gary. And we've been talking about emotional well-being, finding time for yourself as a dad. And actual fact, whilst in the break, Hussein was talking about the traditions of Emirati men. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
You know, one of the most interesting things here, like in our region and our culture, the traditions still strong, still there. Maybe just Gary just mentioned that about there's a group of Emirati like just gathering around. We have our traditions here, like there is the majlis. Al majlis, it's a kind of a group of Emiratis, dads who are like there, like, you know, they are like at the age of fathers or like younger than that. The tradition is they should be like gathering every week. You know, whatever like they are discussing about, it could be any problem. It could be like a community issues. It could be like somehow family issues. You know, discussing, getting experience, learning from others. It's really important because this is how we have been raised. I have been in a house like four generations. My grandfather, my father, myself, and I can see I wasn't married at that time, but my brother was. So we were, and his kids were there. So could you imagine in same house, four generations? It's a full school, you know. Whenever like you need that kind of experience, whenever you need that kind of advice or like thoughts around you, you will see it. And you don't need to worry about raising your kids alone. If you are not there, your father will be there. Your grandfather will be there.
Oh, wow. That sounds so comforting.
It is all the time. And this is why we are like somehow, I'm sure like maybe back in the UK, like you could be like all together with your, like the kids with their grandmammies and daddies around the same time. But
I don't think we're quite so tightly attached.
No, normally the in-laws or the grandparents is kind of a once a week gig at best sometimes in the UK. Yeah. Unless there's different communities and different ways, you know, we moved around a lot because we moved where the work was for me. But I imagine if we'd have stayed in Guildford our whole parental life, grandparents may have been more involved. You know, your sister only lived a few miles up the road.
For us, we've been expats for quite a long time, so you have to make a community, you know, within yourselves. But you touched on that when you meet in the majlis that you share problems, and so I'd just like to explore that. Really, do men share problems? Are dads sharing the times when it feels bad, or are you guys keeping things kind of a bit bottled up? What do you think?
Honestly, it is like, it depends. It is not like everything. You cannot share all your personal problems. It is different. I mean, most of the matters are like, most of the issues like they are sharing at the majlis, it's concerns like like the whole community in the same area. And sometimes, you know, it depends how close you are to the majlis. Like it could be like a majlis for one family, it could be like a majlis for like different families in the same neighborhood living together, you know. It depends on this. And it could be like covering the whole community. I mean, when I mean community, like different tribes, because still like in UAE, people like getting back from tribes and tribes getting back from roots to like never, like there is this is like there is no, never ends for this one, but basically this is what is the most important thing is like how close the families in UAE living together, and this is like part of the Arab tradition here. Like the tribes is really important. I mean, when I just go to any place, I just mention my name of my tribe, and someone, oh, you are, so your father, your grandfather was from this and from that, they link to it. It's a matter here. It's important. Al-Amri, you know, Al-Atuli, Al-Amri, Al-Nahyan, Al-Maktoum. So those are like the names of tribes, you know, and this is like the names of the family house, you know. So getting back to those names, it's really important. And this is most of the time what's like getting families together. Again, I mean, this is part of the tradition here. And this is what makes it like different and unique. You know, wherever you go, wherever you travel, you still have to go back to this name. You know, and it's really important. I mean, I'm sure like the expat life, when the wife getting married, or like when the woman get like her last name getting to be changed,
yes,
to the husband, yes, name, that's something.
Yes.
Us, it doesn't, you know, still the same. I mean, those small like elements around, they are different. But again, we are just talking about the daddy's life here, you know, how this is like could be helping for the fathers, or like to be able to raise their kids. One of the most important things also that we are like here having is when you are raising your kid, and let's say, for example, your son is playing around in the neighborhood and he did a mistake, or like he did something bad, you know, and you are not there, but your neighborhood is there, like, you know, is there. He can punish your kid for that mistake. As long as you are living together in this community, in this neighborhood, they are like treating each other like as one family, you know, your neighborhood like as your brother, you know, and like as your family. And whenever he see a mistake, he can do the job, you know. But this is here, like, you know, maybe right now we don't see it as much as we see it before, because, you know, I mean, life is getting busier, like people like tend to move like to a small houses right now. I mean, living in the midtown of like busy areas, like the lifestyle is different somehow, but still it is still there, like, you know. I'm whenever it's happening around in UAE, don't be surprised. It's part of the tradition here.
So, Sam, can I ask you, you know, how realistic is it for you as a British expat to kind of create that majlis that Hussein was just talking about? Could it be done?
I think it's, I mean, it's incredible to hear you talk about the sharing and the community aspect of things, because it is very alien to, you know, from the UK, yeah, as a dad, you know, growing up in that. I mean, you know, you can look back and the age old adage of, very often generations beyond me, probably beyond Gary as well, fathers were very distant. You know, there wasn't that close collaboration when it came to parenting. But, you know, my parents, my dad, for example, was close to his dad, but I don't think above that it was the same relationship. I think going back to your point on mental health, men don't share. We're not very good at it. We bottle things up. And it's difficult because, especially when you put into a melting pot like Dubai, high stress environment, trying to provide for a family, raise two kids with a stressful job, and then not sharing. It does make things difficult. It can creep up on you. Stress levels get high. There are networks, you know. British Dads Dubai is a Facebook group that Gary and I are both part of, which was set up out here, and it's a place for men to, you know, to share problems. I mean, when I say problems, I'm not talking about emotional problems to a certain degree, but it's more help. You know, if they need to reach out or get advice on things, that's where it is. I mean, Gary and I are, you know, are friends. You know, we spend time together and we do discuss problems. But I don't think it's the same way that you sit together in a large group. I don't think that sort of exists in a more British culture, shall we say.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And you know, the Facebook group we're attached to is really great, but even then it's still headlines, it's still bullet points, it's no depth or detail, and you know, you still get the dads that are the comics that try and make a bit of a joke out of whatever issue you're facing, not at your expense, but just to bring a little bit of humour to the conversation. And sometimes, unfortunately, as a dad, you need to have conversations with other dads or other people that isn't funny. That you know, there needs to be conversations where there is no humour. And you know, I'd say Sam's probably my best mate in Dubai, and we chat and we talk. But again, it wouldn't be the same depth. And you know, it's funny. We were talking about, you know, Emirati men having coffee, and I think it's very much a male, an opposite to the female perspective. I was working out of a coffee shop last week, and I was typing away. I was on the phone, on my laptop, and so on. And there was this group of five women sat to my left. I had to actually move down a table because they were just so loud. But they were having this really...
Oh, come on.
Oh, here we go. Me too. But they were having this really in-depth conversation with the five of them, and they literally were baring their souls to each other about struggles with their husbands and, you know, trouble with their kids and so on. In this open environment, they were really, really just comfortable sat there just telling the world. I mean, I probably know more about them now than their husbands do, and I wasn't even in the conversation. But we don't have that element about us as men. We just, we should, but we don't.
For me, I mean, we started this show, Amazing Happy Families, a few weeks ago, and already there just seems to be a real theme. And even though we start perhaps with a different topic, what keeps coming back is the importance of feeling connected, whether that's connected as a family or whether that's connected now. We're talking about connecting with fellow dads, fellow people you live with. There really seems to me is that everybody wants to have community. Everybody wants to share and be together. So, you know, it's really interesting to talk about that. We're going to have to go to a break, but stay with us, everybody.
Oh.
I know. Just one more break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to give a few... we like to give out tips on this show. We're going to go for a break. We'll come back and we'll just share some tips with you. Thanks ever so much for keeping us company today. So keep it at 102 Pearl FM, number one fun station in the UAE.
When we have dinner, we sit down, everything's sort of in the middle of the table, and we make an effort to make conversation, talk about our day. We don't have our phones or, you know, iPads or anything at the table, you know. It's a really nice time, you know, to come together and share your experiences of the day, and I'm going to instill that when I have children, because I think it's really important, and it really brought us together as a family.
Happy Families, coming soon, exclusively on 102 Pearl FM.
The number one fun station in the UAE.
Thanks for staying tuned. You're listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa, 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. Now, I'm joined in the studio today with three fabulous dads, and we're going to have a bit of fun now, dads, so stay tuned. We're going to play around with the idea of a rose and a thorn, which we did in a couple of shows back. So I'm going to ask you, what is the rose in your family life right now? What is the thorn? Oh, it's a bit controversial. So let's see where we can go with this. So let's go to there now. None of them want to. None of them want to take part in the game. So, you know, if I said to you right now, for me and my, you know, in my family, is the rose right now is I'm loving the fact that here I am in Dubai. I've got a helper and she makes me a cup of tea. As everyone knows who's been listening to the show, I love a cup of English tea. But perhaps the thorn is in Dubai, I have to get up really early to be at school for 7. So that's my rose and thorn. So over to you, Sam. Give us a rose and thorn as a dad.
Well, I've been voted to go first out of the three dads today. Thank you. So the rose, I would say, is that every day is completely different with my kids. I learn something new about them every day. Their personalities as they're growing are changing, and they always have something funny to see. Every time I come home, they're happy to see me because I'm out for most of the day.
And but you're just their hero, aren't you, Sam? That's your rose.
Well, a joint hero with mum, so I would never say I'd take that all by myself. The thorn side of it, I suppose, is the amount of time I spend away from them. You know, it's I work very long hours. Like I said, I do the school run at 6:30 in the morning. I drop them off at 7, which is when I drop Annie off, and then Sophie at school. And I often don't get home until 6, which is only half an hour before bedtime. So I would love to spend more time with them, but I can't at the moment. So that's probably my thorn at the moment.
Okay. So over to you, Hussein. So what's the best part, the rose, what's the thorn part for you?
Honestly, like, the best part is after, like, you finish, like, a very long day at work, you know, driving back in this traffic in the UAE, in Dubai, because I live in Ajman. I mean, just, like, seeing my daughter jumping and laughing and everything, just, you know, I forget everything and I just, like, see this happiness in front of me. I believe this is the most important, time with any dad, you know, seeing this, like, joy in their kids, you know. And in the other side, which is, I won't say it, like, the challenge that I'm facing somehow is I need more time. And I need more time.
More hours in the day.
More hours in a day. More hours in the weekend.
Yeah. If only they made weekend 3 days every week.
Oh, that would be something amazing, honestly. I'm looking forward. Not just that, you know, I mean, more annual leave or stuff like this. So this is where the things, and I need more time for myself, honestly. You know,
which is where we started at the beginning of
honestly,
the show. And
the time,
Gary, who's the older dad here in the group, talked about, please make time for yourself as a father. So, you know, can I bring it back to you, Gary? You're the last one here to play this game. Don't worry, I've got another game up my sleeve. So, what would you say? What are your rose and thorns?
I think the rose for me is I finally sort of got myself into a place where I can find more time for myself. So that's a pretty good positive, I think.
Yes.
Where, you know, we get up early, we go for walks, you know, concentrating a little bit more on my diet and things like that. So, you know, all joking aside, you know, the kids are in their 20s, but they are less needy than toddlers and even kids that are just hitting their teens, for example. So I've suddenly got more time to do those sorts of things, but should have done it years ago. But I'm doing it now, so that's a rose. I'd say the thorn for me really is the boys. You know, our sons live in the UK still, and don't see them enough. You know, we got Oliver and Ted in Plymouth living their life. Ted will be with us soon. So that's been pretty tough, being not so much missing the in-laws and the parents, but more for me, it's been...
Now, they might be listening.
you know who I'm talking about. But it's, yeah, definitely miss the boys. That's definite thorn to being an expat.
All right. And the last one now. So here we are today. I'm a mom, I'm a school principal, but I'm joined by these gorgeous dads. So it's been a lot about dads today. But you know what, dads? There's going to be mums listening, right? So final quick fire question to all of you. What do you wish mums understood about dads? What do they need to know now, guys? Who went first last time?
Sam.
Go for it, Sam.
What do I start with this one? I think the most important thing is that dads aren't perfect. I think that's the biggest thing I wish mums knew. You know, it's often, you know, we talked about dads being the backbone of the family, but we're not.
Right.
We're combined parents. You know, you need two people to make parenting work sometimes. And I think I wish... We're not perfect. We get things wrong, and I wish mums knew that more often.
Thanks, Sam. So from Sam, dads are not perfect. Over to you, Gary. What would you say?
I suppose my one thing that I would like mums to realise is that mums aren't perfect either.
Well, of course we know that, don't we? Who's saying?
This is really like trick question because my wife could be hearing me like,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
But, you know, my mom is my number one fan at world, at life, at everything. And I'm living between, like, there is my mom, I should be, like, around, and there is my wife, you know. So when I'm, like, in the middle of between, like, those, like, there are two queens to me. Like, you know, I should be, like, you know, thankful to each of them. And somehow... So please, you know, no more jealous. you know, it is really like, you know, I share everything honestly, like with a full of love, with full of respect, with a full of passion to both of you. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, bless. I think Gary's got one final thing to say.
I think someone's going to be cooking their own dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Come to ours.
Come over to ours. We're going to create a majlis in our back garden over a barbecue. Oh, my goodness. What an absolutely gorgeous show it's been today. Thank you so much to everybody for listening. And thank you for the kind of really genuine honesty that we've created in the studio today. You know, I really hope that people listening to the show, you know, have enjoyed such bravery and honesty from three fabulous dads. So I'm afraid we've run out of time, and so we're going to have to close here. So thank you ever so much for listening to 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. Why do you think that was important? Because we never had the TV on whilst we were eating, which would kind of be the equivalent to an iPad now.
Well, it's because you didn't let us.
When you were out, we did, didn't we, Dad?
What? You know?
Yes, when Principal Lisa was out, we would take advantage of that and definitely have TV cakes, TV ice cream, TV popcorn, TV dinners.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Unfortunately, the truth has come out.
Happy Families, coming soon, exclusively on 102 Pearl FM.
The number one fun station in the UAE.